1. The sinfulness of man's natural state. Genesis 6:5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. We have seen what man was, as God made him, a lovely and happy creature. Let us view him now as he has unmade himself, and we shall see him a sinful and a miserable creature. This is the sad state we are brought into by the fall, a state as black and doleful as the former was glorious, and this we commonly call the state of nature, or man's natural state, according to that of the Apostle, Ephesians 2:3, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. And herein two things are to be considered. 1. The sinfulness. 2. The misery of this state, in which all the unregenerate live. I begin with the sinfulness of man's natural state, whereof the text gives us a full, though short, account. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great, etc. The scope and design of these words are to clear God's justice in bringing the flood on the old world. There are two particular causes taken notice of in the preceding verses. 1. Mixed marriages, verse 2. The sons of God, the posterity of Seth and Enoch, professors of the true religion, married with the daughters of men, the profane, cursed race of Cain. They did not carry the matter before the Lord that he might choose for them. Psalms 48:14. But without any respect to the will of God, they chose, not according to the rules of their faith, but of their fancy. They saw that they were fair, and their marriage with them occasioned their divorce from God. This was one of the causes of the deluge which swept away the old world. Would to God that all professors in our day could plead not guilty, but though that sin brought on the deluge, yet the deluge has not swept away that sin, which, as of old, so in our day, may justly be looked upon as one of the causes of the decay of religion. It was an ordinary thing among the pagans to change their gods as they changed their condition into a married lot. Many sad instances the Christian world affords of the same, as if people were of Pharaoh's opinion, that religion is only for those who have no other care upon their heads. Exodus 5:17. 2. Great oppression, verse 4. There were giants in the earth in those days, men of great stature, great strength, and monstrous wickedness, filling the earth with violence. Verse 11. But neither their strength nor treasures of wickedness could profit them in the day of wrath.